That's an expensive game.
Well, yeah, but now we didn't play it to keep, you know. It was just, it was done. There was no gambling going on in them times. There is now.
Yeah.
In a few places, they like to play poker and stuff like that, but I never did gamble in my life. Not for a penny.
I'm glad to hear that.
And,
I gamble myself.
But we'd get four men, and we'd dig those holes in the ground. Make a round hole just about this big. And each fella had three silver dollars. Then we'd pitch. And you say me and you was partners, and two other men. Well, then you'd go with one of my opponents, and he'd come with me, the other one, our opponent.
Yeah.
And then we'd pitch against each other. Whenever we throw a dollar in that hole, by pitching it, that counted for two. And 12 was the number, 12 was the game. Or whichever one come out closer to the hole was one. One for it. But man, sometime we'd play for a half a day on Sundays, all the afternoon. We'd get out in the shade of an oak tree and pitch dollars.
Would you ever put a stob up in the ground and throw
a horseshoe on it?
Yeah.
No. No, we never did have that game. No.
But you heard of people playing?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I've seen them play. Yeah.
But, what'd they call that?
Nah, I wouldn't know what kind of game that is. You played that before?
Yeah. Y'all didn't have to use those for your horses around here, did you?
Yeah, but we'd seldom ever show them because we had no hard surface tracks but mud and shell. Most of our work was in these marshes at that time.
But you would trim their...
Oh, yes, we'd have to trim their feet because a lot of times the way we worked them, in particular in the drought, when everything was dry, it would crack their hoofs, you know, because we were working cattle all day and every day.
How did you do that? You take each, you trimmed each?
Yeah, you'd have to trim his hoof, you see, and then get a shoe to fit him because you'd get them in different sizes. Or you could have them made. We had some old blacksmiths out here that would make them, more so at Grand Chenier, though. Well, that was our next door neighbors was Grand Chenier because we'd get together by horseback. It didn't cost us anything. But whenever we left from here to go to town, it was a dollar to go and had to pay your room and board, and then a dollar to come back, and you was all day gone, all day coming back.
You'd stay at a where?
Well, we'd have to sleep like when we went to Gidon, Lake Arthur, or Abbeville. Yeah, we first started our transportation through Lake Arthur and Gidon because we couldn't get to Abbeville. Only way we could was by boat, in small boats. And there was very little of that done at that time. But we could go to Lake Arthur and Gidon.
Through Grand Chenier?
No, we'd go through White Lake. They had, because it was a waterway practically all the way. There was some little lakes all in a line, and they'd make hand ditches in that so that a small boat could go and connect these lakes together. But here, it was for miles and miles, you know, you take the big intercoastal canal. Well, that thing is, I don't know how many miles long before you could ever get to any kind of open water.